Championship Wrestling, presented by Pro Shingle, is brand new every Saturday at high noon on CW30.
Don't miss one full hour of the best pro wrestling action. Follow us at CW30 Wrestling.
We'll see you on Saturday.
Hostile Championship Wrestling presents Rumble in the Bluff at the Knights of Columbus on 2280 Grand Avenue, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, July 18th at 8 p.m. The fans have spoken. Commissioner Missouri Renegade Forrest Putman has been listening. Derek King, with Justin Case, will get his rematch for the AHCW title, but if Mark Southern with Classy wins, he gets 5 minutes with Justin Case. Also featuring The Posse, The Missouri Bad Boys, R.W. Hardy, Jack Parker Jr., Trending Trent Daniels, and Zay Washington, and The Family will defend the AHCW tag titles. Tickets are now available. Front row $12, second row $11, and general admission tickets are only $10. For ticket information, call 535-772-9099 or 636-232-3313. Rumble in the Bluff, July 18th, 8 p.m., Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Be there!
Ooh, this episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
And we got something new here. Yep. What the fuck?
This is
News Desk Investigative Report. We're going to be talking about the speaking out scandals, something that Lance came up with and wanted to do, and an excellent idea. Also, Lance, just to let you know, it's hotter than a bag full of assholes here, just to let you
know. It's hotter than a St. Louis laundromat here in Chicago. So in the Mr. Goodbar studios, ironically, that we're getting sponsored by Mr. Goodbar tonight. So, yeah, we pulled out, as you remember from the last WTF news desk, we pulled out. There was so much of the scandal stuff that we managed to do a whole episode without it. And then we wanted to pull all these stories out and give them their own forum to do our special investigative report on the big speaking out scandal, like you said. It felt like every day we woke up and there was new names that were thrown under the bus. It felt like about 10 straight days of just one name after another. And now it's kind of quieted down, don't you think?
Yeah. We were just talking about that right before we came on the air. I feel like it's maybe the first wave of it's gone, or this is everything that everyone wanted to say. A few things I want to say about it before we get completely started with everything.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, we do a lot of comedy here, and I may have a joke or two in here, but it's nothing that we're not taking any of this stuff light. All right, I want everybody to know that. And I've always said, Lance, and I was kind of in the business of photography, and then 5 years on the road, and then another 5 years I did a website, so I was backstage most of the time. And I've said, as jokingly, there's things that happen backstage that if it happened any place else, you would probably go to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, I've seen all kinds of weird stuff. Drugs, fights, guys grabbing girls, girls grabbing guys, all kinds of weird stuff. And I actually have a personal story about it. I've never shared it on the show. I don't even know if I've told you about it, but we had a local guy by the name of Seth Knight.
Ooh, there's the name. Yeah, outed.
was well known to everybody. Knew he liked underage girls. My middle child, who had lost a bunch of weight, he came up behind her one night as he was leaving and said, "Since you lost all this weight, I can fuck you now."
Oh, Jesus.
And she was underage. So I haven't seen this guy ever since that day. And if I would have seen him, I threatened him. He called me to apologize. I threatened to break his legs with a baseball bat.
So, yeah, I was going to say, you'd be in jail. You know, that's what I always think.
Yeah, the last that I heard, he was actually in jail for something similar. There's another guy in the area we always wrote about. I could never think of his name, but there and that he was part of it. I've told this story before. Some of my friends was started getting pictures from underage girls, and they were scared to death because they shared their phone number with them, and they were saying, also, I mean, I just want to come clean here. Do I know guys that are known, like, I haven't seen them have sex with underage girls, but are known to like the underage girls, blah, blah, blah? Yes, I do. I know there's some of them out there, and you know that, but you don't have, you're not around them. Personally, I had a rat one time, which was the funniest thing in the world, but I had a rat within 10 minutes. And no, she wasn't underage, and I know this is going to surprise you, but she had a big booty and big boobs. So
no way.
I just, it's, I've always seen, and I remember us talking that there's just so much stuff behind the scenes and stuff that goes on, but this is similar to all the stuff that happens to, all I could think about was the rock and roll industry. Now, me and you, we're fans of certain people and big fans of others, but, you know, we don't know what these guys did. I mean, you would be stupid to think that the, you know, that the, say the rock band Poison, they have a they have a freaking video about this, a movie about it, where, you know, they were sleeping with underage girls, and it's well known in groupies, underage groupies, and we called them ring rats. So I just wanted to get all that out. I feel like you know, this is not only wrestling.
Yeah.
This is in reality. It's everywhere. One of the most search porn things is young teens. It's just one of those things where in society, people go out of this country. Lance, people leave this country so that they go to other countries and have sex with underage girls. It is one of those things that's part of society, and if you can get it out of wrestling, that's good. But it's not something that just happened yesterday. It's been happening. There was a guy that I talked to that was had interviewed a legend in the business, and he talked about work in Memphis, and that one of the things they did was there's a bunch of underage girls that would just come in their room and give them head.
Yeah.
And so he asked him, he called him afterwards and said, "Look, don't put that. Don't put I said that," because he didn't want people to. But, yeah, I want to get all that ahead.
Right.
Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I wanted to add, I mean, I think you hit a lot of it. I was going to say that, you know, there's always been scumbags in wrestling. You know, we've heard these stories going back for as long as we've been fans. As far, you know, I mean, once we knew about the inner workings of the business, we'd been hearing stories like what has really been a wave of news that's come out in the last, you know, week or so. There's always been scumbag guys. There's always been women that are out to bed the scum, you know, those guys are out to bed wrestlers. The difference now is that social media, for better or worse, social media and the fact that everybody has cameras on their phone, just like a lot of the things with, you know, the Black Lives movement as well. Or Black Lives Matter, rather, as well, is the fact that, you know, there's been dirty cops for decades, and now there's actually phones that will film the shit. So I think that while this has always been there, it's certainly not justifying it, but the fact that it's all coming out, like you said, hopefully it'll improve things. The other thing that I wanted to say, and that you kind of touched on, is this is all over the place. This is in every industry. This is in entertainment. This is in movies, you know, the whole Harvey Weinstein thing. Rock and roll, like you said, perfect example. So, I mean, there's always been situations where male performers are in the limelight, and that there's always going to be groupies, or there's always going to be fans that want to bang them. And there's always going to be women that are trying to frame guys too for the same thing. So what I'll say about all these cases is that, honestly, I don't think there's a single one that I don't believe. And I mean, you and I are probably going to disagree on some of this stuff.
Yeah, we're going to disagree on that one because there's a couple of them that I have my own thoughts on.
It's possible that, you know, there's, you know, crazy ass women out there that want to frame guys and get guys in trouble because they spurned them or whatever the case may be. And there's also, you know, scummy guys that were banging underage girls and stuff, you know, and doing some of the things that these guys are accused of. And we have one woman on the list as well. So, I mean, each case, you know, there's at some point, some of these are he said, she said, and who do you believe, you know? So, I mean, like I said, the way I look at it, there's always been scummy guys in the business. There's always been scummy guys in other industries, too. Not to at all justify any of this shit, but it's just, don't act like it's not happening in other places. It's not just that wrestling is dirty. And like we said, hopefully this cleans up wrestling and, you know, women feel safe going to the shows. Women feel safe being wrestlers and training to be wrestlers after all this shit hit the fan after this this whole thing. So
I think it's weird that you said that. I mean, you just by what's going on, you think you believe every one of these stories.
Now, just Dave about, Lugana, just about.
Yeah, Lugana, Dave Lugana, NWA, we're going to mention him.
Yep.
But he said a great thing about this. He said, these allegations of sexual assault should be taken seriously and be investigated, which I believe. Every accuser has a right to be heard, but every person accused of such serious wrongdoings deserves the right to defend themselves. So sure. I think that's one of those things where, you know, we're going to mention somebody, and I'll mention what I want to say later on. But, yeah, I think that – and Meltzer had a really good little short paragraph here. He said, in the big picture, there are enough allegations out there that the business itself has a gigantic problem and needs major changes. While there are people talking about it and making suggestions, it appears the general mood is just mob mentality of trying to get anyone accused of anything, including the ones where any investigation makes the claims completely fall apart, still guilty. Similar to somebody we don't like is Enzo Amore, ended up, didn't do anything. And got fired from day one. I mean, you know, I mean, he was probably partying with her, whatever, but that proved not to be. Michael Elgin, who is on this list again, had to go to court. This girl that gave him so much hell the first time didn't even have any evidence it was happening. It was all fake. Every bit of it was. So
yeah, I mean, it's certainly, like you said, like we were saying, it's certainly possible that, you know, there's women out there that have an agenda and want to get guys in trouble for whatever reason, you know, whether they spurned them or whatever. So, I mean, anything's possible until it gets to a court of law or it settles out of court in some of these cases.
You keep saying spurn them, or is that a new word you learned?
Spurned. S-P-U-R-N, my friend.
Okay. All right.
Spurn. Not you know, the little squiggly white things. Sorry. So, anyway,
speaking of new words, I did.
I will not apologize for my vocabulary. I'm sorry. I will not.
Yeah, you do that, though. gray rape, I'd never heard that. That's
yeah, me neither.
That,
had never heard that. I mean, it's pretty clear from the context what that means.
Yes, it does. It does. I mean, we're not going to explain those, but gaslighting also was something new.
I still don't know what the hell that one means.
Let me see just real quick. It says
I know grooming. I learned grooming from this one, from all this,
really?
Too.
Really? I knew about grooming.
Yeah, I didn't know about grooming.
Manipulating by psychological means into questioning their own insanity is gaslighting.
Oh. Got it. And then one other thing that you mentioned before we get into the list is that, you know, we're not going to make fun of rape. We're not going to make fun of sexual assault. So I just want to clarify, WTF, the whole origin of our WTF is that it looks at weird news stories. Now, 9 times out of 10, yeah, they're funny and we can make fun of them. These all fall under the weird category for sure because of the way the floodgates just opened after the person that we have at number 10, the floodgates just opened. So I find all of this to be interesting and weird and bizarre. Certainly nothing funny about it. And we're probably, unless there's some inadvertent jokes that we make, you know, if I'm making fun of your accent or something, that might be there, but there won't be any jokes about rape and there won't be any jokes about sexual assault or anything like that. Rest
and
assured.
I can't say gigantic.
Ginormous. Yeah,
gigantic.
Exactly. So,
hey, let's do something. We went really long, real quick. So, what I want to do is we're going to make have a 3 commercial breaks on this episode. So, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Championship Wrestling, presented by Pro Shingle, is brand new every Saturday at high noon on CW30.
Don't miss one full hour of the best. The best, the best pro wrestling action. Follow us at CW30 Wrestling.
We'll see you on Saturday.
American Hustle. Hostile Championship Wrestling presents Rumble in the Bluff at the Knights of Columbus on 2280 Grand Avenue, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, July 18th at 8 p.m. The fans have spoken. Commissioner Missouri Renegade Forrest Putman has been listening. Derek King, with just in case, will get his rematch for the AHCW title, but if Mark Southern with Classy wins, he gets 5 minutes with just in case. Also featuring the Posse, the Missouri Bad Boys, R.W. Hardy, Jack Parker Jr., Trending Trent Daniels, and Zay Washington, and the family will defend the AHCW tag titles. Tickets are now available. Front row $12, second row $11, and general admission tickets are only $10. For ticket information, call 535-772-9099 or 636-232-3313. Rumble in the Bluff, July 18th, 8 p.m., Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Be there!
Ooh, this episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
All right, that was the opening. Let's get to the countdown.
All right, so we normally start with our, in WTF, with our honorable mentions. So in this case, I feel like we have to call them dishonorable mentions. So we start with the generic British guys, because there was just one British guy after another. I feel like the British scene is even dirtier than the American scene, which is bizarre because it's so much smaller. But we got Jack Gallagher, who somebody named Becky at a party was, you know, saying that they were all drunk. He was coming on to her. He like pawed her, ripped her skirt. She leaves and gets the hell out of there. I don't think anything happened in that one. That was in 2014, but then he did get released by WWE. So Jack Gallagher is the first one. Travis Banks, I don't even know who the fuck this guy was. I mean, I think I might have heard his name once or twice on the indies. Millie McKenzie, who is a wrestler, says she was abused by him at the age of 17 while they were training and they were dating. So that is generic British guy number two. Number three is El Ligero. Multiple females coming forward about him saying he was abusive and tormenting. And then finally, Jordan, he was also released by WWE. These guys all worked for the WWE NXT UK division. And then Jordan Devlin, the guy who looks just like Finn Balor, he just basically, his story was he sounded like he was a cheating bastard and the woman just outed him for it. Like he was cheating on her. He denied any wrongdoing, but there were some physical claims there too. So we'll start with all the British dudes, the generic British dudes.
The thing about it is that Meltzer actually said that he believes the UK scene may be completely dead. They may have to just restart everything.
Yeah.
Those people. And you mentioned something that they have. One of the popular things about the shows is that they have after parties. So you get to go hang out with all the wrestlers. So that might be one of those things where we need to stop doing, you know?
I hung out with, like, you know, I've done a bunch of those at after Shimmer, you know, and I never got the feeling that anything weird was going on there. It was just a bunch of nerdy, dorky fans that wanted to hang out with the girls.
This is a different after party.
Much later. So the other two dishonorables we got are Dave Crist, from who was let go from Impact, who was accused of sending dick pics and grooming and abusive to women as well. And then, like you mentioned, David Lagana, who was accused by wrestler Liz Savage, which when I thought about that name, Liz Savage, I thought it was pretty clever, actually, accused him of assaulting her in his apartment. He denied it, but yet he quit the NWA. He's been involved in creative and like a bunch of different promotions, WWE, NWA, and he quit his position at NWA, which I found fascinating because why would you quit if you are innocent? Do you just want to avoid the battle?
I remember us having a discussion in pro wrestling and whatever about the idea that people are fired without, you know, and I mentioned that at the very front, that are fired before they're guilty. And this may be part of that, you know, mentality that I don't want my name associated with the NWA if they're saying something bad about me. We have had him on the show. Just a great guy, and I don't know what he's doing behind the scenes, but we did have him on his show. Kind of one of those things where it makes you wonder. It made me wonder too. Why am I quitting if I didn't do anything wrong?
Yeah.
That might be it. That might be the reason. And was it Jake Chris or Dave Chris?
I did see it listed both ways, but the most reports I saw were Dave Chris.
Okay, all right.
So that was the most. I mean, it's funny because obviously the journalistic aspect of it, you know, they got the name wrong. They just assumed it was one or the other. They couldn't tell them apart or whatever. So anyway, all right. So starting at number 10 on our scandal countdown, which for the record, I put them in order of from lowest star power to highest star power. So these are going to build. It's not in terms of like the severity of the crimes or the accusations or whatever. It's just going from lower end stars to the higher end stars. So that's the order they're in. So at number 10, we have David Starr, which as far as I'm concerned, this started the floodgates on all of it. So this is the guy who is all about creating unions for wrestlers, but he can't control his own dick apparently. So his ex claimed that she was raped by him and he was mentally abusing her. He admits to being an asshole, being immature, being a cheater. He sought therapy to improve his situation, so he's trying to rehabilitate, apparently. She says she was raped in a hotel after a Joan Jett concert, which, why you gotta bring Joan Jett's name into it? Leave her out of this. I could have just said regular, a concert or whatever. So he called it gray rape. So this is what we were talking about before. The whole thing just seems like, so apparently gray rape is where there's a question of consent, I guess, you know, that
and
like, was it
things,
rape
yeah,
or
where,
wasn't it rape, you know,
yeah,
was it just sex?
Did she say no or did she say,
right.
We have sex.
So the whole thing just is a really complicated psychological deal between the two of them. They were together sexually both before and after this incident. So again, this becomes kind of a he said, she said. So I say, you know, now what? What happens now? So he's been let go by numerous promotions. He's been stripped of his belts in Europe. A woman was a fan and got involved with him. And like I said, to me, this was the one that really opened the floodgates for the next week and a half or so of these severe accusations. So David Starr at number 10.
Yeah, and Meltzer made the, you know, you actually joked about these nameless British guys because we don't follow the scene.
Right.
David Starr apparently was the star in getting the push, major push in the British scene. So it was almost like, boom, if everybody's going to come out about him, then let's start coming out about everything else. He had, you know, all kinds of videos. There's all kinds of stuff there. Someone got mad because him and this known gay guy, him and the guy was kidding about him going out and sucking all the wrestlers off. So he got mad about that. So apparently David Starr is not only an asshole, he's an abuser too. It's just, I don't know. This guy pretty much, like you said, opened the floodgates.
Yeah, it seems like it. So, all right, at number 9, we have Jimmy Havoc. So, woman who was drunk, went back to his hotel room, kept telling him no. He kept persisting, wanted sex with her. She wakes up, and he's banging his head on a door for 5 minutes in the morning. So she's worried. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, knowing Jimmy Havoc and seeing his wrestling, why does that not surprise me? So anyway, so she's worried that he possibly gave her something because, you know, his wrestling style is so bloody and so much, you know, cutting and so on. So she gets tested. She's clean, thankfully. So she, you know, did not get pregnant, didn't get an STD or anything, which was her fear. So his ex, who is a nude model by the name of Rebecca Crow, reveals the rape and that there was a rape. So AEW suspends the guy, sends him to rehab, sends him to counseling. Crow adds that he, not only he, but she also has substance abuse problems, and that he's also always suicidal. So it's so weird because that guy, like, this is part of why I'm saying, like, I believe so many of these stories, because just looking at that guy and watching his career transpire, that's very believable shit that he's suicidal and that, you know, he'd be banging his head on a door for 5 solid minutes after allegedly having sex with this girl. So
yeah,
Jimmy Havoc at number 9.
Separate the character from the real person.
Oh, yeah, of course.
People that do characters really well, that's a lot of them, is them. I'm not a fan of Jimmy Havoc, as you know, if anyone's listened to the AEW Dynamite. But, you know, if you've listened to that show, you know I'm not a fan of his, but I'll go back to that. to this. If it's proven that he did it, you got a couple people saying, hey, he did this, and he needs to be in jail. AEW said they sent him to rehab. I just don't know if that's the answer. I mean, but it also, it goes back to that part. Is he guilty? If he's guilty, right, then you would get rid of him as quick as possible. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that guys can't be rehabilitated. Guys can't, you know, in any crime, any jail situation, it's certainly possible. Yep. But I have a hard time, like I said, I just have a hard time not believing most of these stories. So, all right. At number 8, we have another appearance for Velveteen Dream. So indie wrestler Josh Fuller alleges that Patrick Clark did indeed send the dick pics to underage girls, and that accused him of being a groomer and child predator. Said he would, this part freaks me out, says that Velveteen Dream, Patrick Clark, would promise these kids that he would get them into the WWE, like as wrestlers. I'm like, it's one thing to promise them tickets to a show or something, but Jesus, to promise them that you're going to actually get them employment in WWE, that's insane. So another wrestler claimed that Velveteen said, fucking is the best cardio. I'm like, dude, do not go on record with shit like that when you've got these accusations out there against you. So
when it only lasts 3 minutes, I mean, that's,
well, that's your, that's, yeah, you, that's not, it's Velveteen, not Dream. We're not sure. So anyway, alleged. So anyway, yeah, this is months after, of course, he was outed, not very long after he was outed for the dick pics that he sent to some other kid. He's been off NXT since this broke. So I would say his career is in jeopardy for sure, I think, because he was in a program with Adam Cole. So he was right at the top of NXT, and he has been nowhere to be found for the last 3-4 weeks or so on NXT. So Velveteen Dream at number 8.
We don't know that. That could have been planned. That's with me.
Yeah.
They did get him the first time, which has surprised me. And then with this, it makes you think there's something's happening here, guys.
Where there is smoke, there is fire, as they say.
You keep getting that this guy sent dick pictures. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit by somebody else. But yeah, I mean, there's got to be something to this. 1, 2, 3 comes out, and it'll be interesting to see if he gets back on WWE TV.
Yeah, I would say once we get through with our list, a lot of these guys are done. I mean, there's a lot of these guys that I think are done, unless they prove, you know, that they have rehabbed and that they're cleaned up their act. They marry and they get a white picket fence and have 2 kids, and you know, they're cleaned up and they will disassociate themselves with their past. So, all right, at number 7, we have our only female on the list, Saraya Knight. This is Paige's mother, Paige here. Paige's mother, who. Wrestler Charlie Morgan, who is a female who has since retired due to injury, says that Saraya Knight would beat the girls up in training if she was having a bad day or just simply felt like it. She would make the female trainees grab men's crotches in training as part of the training just because she felt like it. Her whole family has been thrown under the bus. The Knight family, not so much Paige, but the brothers, have been thrown under the bus for seeking sex with the trainees. There was all kinds of hair pulling in the training. There was gear being ripped in the training. Other wrestlers, somebody named Jayla Dark confirmed this, that there was, the gear had been getting ripped by the guys, were too rough in training. They outed a gay female trainee just for the hell of it, like to make fun of her basically and call her a lesbian in front of the other wrestlers. So Saraya denies the wrongdoing, this is the one part about the Saraya one that I'm freaked out by. She denies that she kissed and attacked a 10-year-old boy, but yet I didn't read that accusation anywhere, so I'm not sure what exactly is she denying.
She was there was something there about that too.
I didn't see that. So
the only
anyway
thing with her, that you talk about things that we believe, this is one of them I kind of believe, because she's really old school.
She's
the
rough
way they,
the
way they used to do trainees, and they'll tell you, you know, we went in there and they just beat the fuck out of us for X amount of time, and that's changed, thank God. I think that's really stupid, but I really, it's one of those where you go, and then she just pretty much said, fuck off, see y'all later. I'm done with y'all. So I'm retired. I'm done.
She says she quit wrestling, but she reneged on that a couple days later. She announced that she was going to stay in England and wrestle there and not come to the States and only wrestle in her home base. But she said she has nothing to hide. If you have anything to say about me, call the police. So like you said, she could be just an old school ass-kicking son of a bitch. And we've talked to we've interviewed girls on the show that have confirmed that she's rough. And I mean, one of the shirts that she sells, one of the merch that she sells is something about, you know, I'm going to kick you in the C blank NT, you know? So, I mean, she's just, like you said, a rough old school broad.
Oh, I'm so confused. Yeah.
I know when thing, I got to spell shit.
Hell,
yeah,
I can't even spell Lesnar. So there you go.
And you can't even pronounce gigantic.
Yeah.
So, all right. Gigantic. So at number six, we have Mike Quackenbush and Chikara. So after female allegations of abuse, Kimberly decided to quit the promotion. Handful of others quit Chikara, and then he folded it all together. So a female trainee claimed that she had been raped by a drunken while she was drunk by a coach. The coach was fired after that incident, and that wasn't recent. That was, I believe, last year, or might have been the year before. So he was fired. The promotion remained at that point. So Quackenbush, who runs the promotion, like I said, he folded it due to all these accusations. He admitted to the use of homophobic slurs in his past. He did acknowledge that and apologize for that. He did not know about a flashing incident where allegedly a male wrestler flashed a female wrestler on one of the tour buses. Also denies talking about his sex life publicly, which I think you've talked about your sex life publicly many times on this show, as a matter of fact.
Sure.
Of course. And then the last part is he apologized for making fun of his friend with autism. I'm like, okay, fold the fucking promotion if that's the kind of shit you're doing, because I make fun of you for silly shit, man, and vice versa. But
if you got a good friend that's got autism, what if he's got one leg, you're going to call him Hopalong. So, I mean, there is some kind
classless.
Of there.
That was classless. Yeah, so anyway, Mike Quackenbush and the folding of Chikara at number six.
I have a problem with this one because, number one, he's admitted most everything. He did say he never had any sex with any trainees, which, believe it, say if me and you are in that power, and you've been in this power as a manager, that it always is not as if someone that you're working with comes on to you. You're like, wait, this is my job. I would never do this. But some people do. We know that. It happens in every organization. I had a girl I was training one time to be assistant manager, which it means we would be spending a lot of time by ourselves. The first night that she came in, she flashed me. So I said, you got to go. we're done with you. I can't, you know, this is stuff that I couldn't handle, because then you get sexual harassment, blah, blah, blah. The thing, also, I'm not making excuses for anybody, but if you get a bunch of fucking guys on a bus with a couple of girls, somebody's going to show their balls, okay? Gene Jackson said this on P3 Radio, and I really think that's one of those things where you're going to show your ass, you're going to flash, and it's all in fun and games. Now, somebody got offended, they got offended. I understand. I'm not saying they didn't get offended.
That doesn't make it right. Just because boys will be boys mentality. That's what I think is coming out of all of this, is that the boys will be boys shitting in the gym bag mentality that has been since the dawn of time in pro wrestling is going to be going away because of all this shit.
And I don't, I just don't know if, you know, closing the thing completely down with a bunch of people quitting, that might have been why he did it. But it's one of those on this whole list. It's the one that I think, I don't know. You know, I mean, I see what you say. A lot of them are pretty much, I kind of believe it. In the top five, there's pretty much evidence, too much evidence, except for one of them for me. This one was one of those, I don't know. You know, I mean,
I could, like you said, I could see him resurrecting something eventually, because if he was the guy in charge and he, you know, didn't do very much wrong, you know, or didn't even know about some of the shit that was going on under his watch, you can't necessarily blame the guy for shit that happened in a hotel room that he was nowhere near, type of thing, you know? So, I mean, I could see him possibly resurrecting in the future. I could see that.
There we go. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if he's truly not guilty of anything, if the other shitheads that were working in Chikara were the ones that are guilty of shit and he was unaware of it, you know, shame on him for not being aware. But I don't know that you can possibly stay aware of everything that happens, like I said, in a hotel room on the road when you're not in the room, you know?
And I've booked promotions too, and you hear everything. So that's one of those things where, you know, it's almost like the next day you know somebody slept with somebody. So it's just kind of weird that you wouldn't know what's going on in your own promotion. All right, we'll be right back after commercial break. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Championship Wrestling, presented by Pro Shingle, is brand new every Saturday at high noon on CW30.
Don't miss one full hour of the best, the best, the best pro wrestling action. Follow us at CW30 Wrestling.
We'll see you on Saturday.
Ooh, this episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
Back from commercials, we want to thank our sponsors, and we're going to count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But Lance, you got something to tell us. Talk about it. This is awesome.
Yeah,
I love this.
This is an offshoot of Tournament of Junk, which everybody knows is the annual March Munch Madness that we do. So I found this thing. Snapple is doing this contest where you can name the flavor of their new mystery drink. And so I created a name. I named it Red, White, and Bluesberry, which is way better than fucking Jitter Juice, which is the leading name vote getter at this point. Jitter Juice. What the fuck does that even mean? I can't imagine Snapple's going to want to name a product for that. So the winning vote getter gets the name of the Snapple. They get to create the name. There's no prize. I don't win like, you know, $10,000 or like the Oreo thing. I don't win anything, but you guys can vote. You guys have got me all the way up to 18th place nationally, which I think is pretty cool that we're that close. The Tournament of Junk suggestion is already at 18th place. So you get 3 votes a day. The site to go on is tinyurl.com/YAZE242E. I know it's a ridiculous code, but
they'll
tinyurl.
You on Twitter. Yeah, tell them to follow.
Yeah, just
you on
it's
Twitter.
On my Twitter. Yeah, Chocolatier LL. It's on my Facebook, so you can find the link there and vote. You get 3 votes a day, up to 3 times a day. You can vote. It runs through the end of August, so it's basically from 4th of July to Labor Day. Hence the meaning of the name. It's all American and shit. So vote for us, so we can get Jitter Juice out of there, and we can possibly win. So it's really cool. It's a lot of fun that we've managed to get it so far high up in the standings.
I think it's really also, guys, if you're on the same IP address, so if you've got your phone and you've got your computer, you can vote 3 times.
Yep.
Secret, if you go somewhere else like Starbucks and get on their Wi-Fi, you can vote 3 more times. So there you
nice.
Go. That might be what they're doing. That might be why they got
whatever
juice.
It takes.
Worst
whatever it
name
takes.
Ever. Worst
Red,
name ever.
White, and Bluesberry should be
I
the winner.
Oh,
makes sense.
Yeah. All right,
so
let's go.
All right, back to the list. So at number 5, we have Marty Scurll. So in 2015, now this one, I feel there's been admission on this one pretty much all the way. So 2015, he says he slept with the woman accuses him of sleeping with her when she was 16 in England, which is the age of consent in England. Which, you can question that all you want, but that is the law in England. So he was 26. He was working for a promotion called IPW in England. He slept with her in 2015, or actually they were cut short because this is wild. She claims that she had already been raped by the promoter at the time, and this guy considered her his girlfriend. So he somehow walked in on her and Skrull. So he like interrupted their possible sex that was about to start or whatever. They were midstream or something. So, and then this promoter dude never booked Skrull after that. So it was obviously the battle over this girl or something. So he never booked Skrull again. Skrull basically admitted it, saying that it was legal there. He assumed or he thought it was consensual. So she says, no, I was drunk. So he's kind of changing the subject a little bit in the admission. He's saying that we need to be better and that we should leave her alone and let's stop bothering her. Let her speak, let her have her platform, let her have her time. So he's like kind of changing the whole subject, I think, to kind of get out of it a little bit. So booker of Ring of Honor, Marty Scurll at number 5.
Yeah, I don't, there's a couple of things. That's a he said, she said thing. And if it is, and we can talk, I mean, in my opinion, it goes by state here. Age of consent is age of consent. So that is the law. And apparently she said she didn't want him to, but he did anyway, which, and he says that he thought it was consensual. So that is a he said, she said thing. But we're on this one. There is no doubt that it happened. We just don't know what
pretty much acknowledged it.
Right,
you know?
Right. So that's one of those things where it's been acknowledged, but we don't know, was it really? And we had no one else come forward for Marty. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it just seems like that one got kind of downplayed a little bit. I don't know. Maybe because, like we said, it was quote unquote legal there that she was 16. But I find it like bizarre that this other dude, the promoter, walked in on them or something, and then he had allegedly already raped her at one point and considered her his girlfriend. So there was a weird possessiveness going on there on top of it. So anyway, all right, at number four, this is the big one. At number four, Joey Ryan with 15 plus sex assault allegations. So after this all, and I know it's hard to believe that a guy who created the Joey Ryan penis party is actually a creep. You know, it's hard to believe that the guy
it's a gimmick, but you know, you just, he's an older guy too. And there's a story here that, go ahead. And then I want to relate something to you and ask you what you think of this.
So he shuts down bar wrestling. He ran bar wrestling out of wherever, LA or somewhere. He shut that down. He was fired from Impact within a day or two of this coming out. He killed his Twitter pretty quickly, so that seems to be the fallout of a lot of these things, is that these guys are getting off social media. So I said from the very, like, within 48 hours of all this breaking that he's done in the business, as far as I'm concerned. So a lot of it that came out started with where he was flirting with the Texas wrestler named Roxy when she was 17. So I think she might have been one of the first ones that came forward about news about him. This was actually one of the really early stories too. So other women have come forward that he choked them, he raped them. And the interesting thing was that he blamed a lot of this in what little response he gave. He didn't say much because he's saying that his attorney has advised him not to say very much. He has sought counseling since then, but he blamed a lot of this on the fact that the fans made the dick flip viral. And the clips of the dick flip being so huge on YouTube and all over the place went viral. It went to his head, so to speak, and it just got out of control, and that he became, you know, somebody that he wasn't. And he apologizes for the fact that his marriage went south from all this. So he blamed a lot of it on pretty much us, the fans, making the dick flip a viral video. So Joey Ryan at number four.
Yeah, I think what he was saying is when you get into – it's like – go from A to B, you know, go from A to Z kind of thing, or mm-hmm. Z to A, whatever direction you want to go. Everybody knew who Joey Ryan was, but as soon as this dick flip thing happened, then, you know, he was probably getting a lot more offers from rats at the time. Or women, a term that Meltzer don't want us to say anymore, but he was probably getting groupies. How's that? Groupies, he was probably getting more opportunity. Now, whether he was choking on what was going on was, you know, we don't know, but there was mm-hmm. a lot of people, and he kind of admitted, look, I had a problem. I took advantage of my position, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. He kind of admitted to it. Here's my question, though, and I'm not saying no choking, none of that. You shouldn't do that if the person doesn't want you to. But the girl, there's a difference between being... there's a difference between doing something illegally and being a creep. And the initial girl that came out was he was being a creep. He said, mm-hmm. hey, you know, I could be old enough to be your dad. When you get old enough, we can have sex. And then when she did become old enough, he offered it to her, but they didn't ever do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of brought out this thing that, hey, he's a creep. Okay, you know, I got friends that are creeps that might say something like that. But or may have in the past. I don't think you're my only friend now. Wah, wah. But yeah.
And you're wearing me out too, I gotta be honest.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. It started out as being a creep.
Right, right.
Not a bad person. I mean,
so
well, you may be a bad person.
Saying assholey things like that is not necessarily a crime. So I think that's what you're saying, is that you can be an asshole and not be a criminal. It's two separate things. So he was an asshole. He flirted with her when she was 17. That's you know, something that you're not technically going to jail for. You're right. So, I mean, it's all these other things that he's accused of, is the rape and the, you know, the sexual assaults and stuff. So, it adds up to the picture. It adds up to the total picture, though. You know, when there's those kinds of accusations, and then you've got other witnesses, if you want to call them that come forward saying, yeah, he flirted with me when I was 17. Yeah, I was, you know, filming Vanessa Craven. He was filming something and he constantly was shooting my boobs in the video, you know, things like that, and constantly coming on to her. I think she was one of the accusers with him. So yeah, there, I'll give you that. There's a difference between being a jerk and saying stupid shit and going to jail for assault. So two different things. So, all right. So wrapping him up, we go to number three, who is Matt Riddle. Wrestler Candy Cartwright comes forward and says that in 2018, they were on a bus, or they were driving rather, and that he forced her into oral sex in the van with the other wrestlers were asleep in the van. And she was, you know, he wanted to have sex with her, allegedly. She said no. And he forced her to have oral sex while the other guys were sleeping. I can't believe these other guys stayed sleeping unless they were hardcore drunk or on some kind of pain pills or something, that they slept through that. So anyhow, his lawyer says that this woman, Candy Cartwright, who you got to applaud the woman for coming forward by name too, you know, but his lawyer says that she's been stalking and harassing his family for years. They deny the charges. What bothered me is that the charges broke and WWE had him in the lead segment on SmackDown that night and aired the segment, which had been taped ahead of time, aired the segment as if it was nothing, almost like they were thumbing their noses at the accusation. So she claims she has screenshots of him texting like, can't wait to see you. That also his wife, Matt Riddle's wife, turned to her as a lot of cheated on wives will turn to the mistress to try to find out what happened. So she has proof of all that, she's saying. And also wrestler Jamie Senegal has texts, screenshots of texts between Riddle and this girl also that he released saying, you know, I'll pick you up at 8 and I'll see you tonight. Can't wait to see you, that type of shit too. So Matt Riddle accused by Candy Cartwright of forcing oral sex in the van with other wrestlers there in 2018.
This is one of them that I just don't know. The reason why is I think that he did have a relationship with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think maybe, and here's the reason why I say I don't, and you know me, we were talking, you messaged me, you said, I'm fuming, and you don't like Matt Riddle, you don't like the gimmick. You don't know Matt Riddle, so you don't.
He's a great wrestler. I'll give you that. He's
you
a great wrestler. He picked up pro
so
wrestling really
say,
quickly,
but
I hate the gimmick, and he just annoys the shit out of me. And, so yeah, it's hard for me to separate. It is.
Yeah, and I can separate it. And also part of that, what you know, you just said something. You made him mad because the WWE put him on. The WWE apparently has known this for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have already did their investigation of it. So there may—that's what makes me think there's a gray area going on here. That this girl may be, and if the wife already knows about it, the thing about it is Riddle was cheating. So you're a piece of trash is cheating on your wife, and you got all these texts saying, you know, hey, come see me. But if she's answering him, you know, there's something weird about this. There's part of the story that we haven't heard. I will tell you, eventually it'll come out.
So I have a question for you, since you like to blindside me with questions. What's in it for her to come forward with this story if it's not true? What's in it for her? To make a name for herself? Yeah. She already has a name as an indie wrestler.
No, she's pissed. She's scorned. She wants to get back at him because he won't leave his wife for her. I'm not saying that's the thing, but that's what I see it as. It could be.
Okay. I like you said, I have a hard time with this guy because I just don't like him. He just seems like a piece of crap. I didn't like the fact that he couldn't play by the fucking rules in UFC. That's another thing that always bothered me about Matt Riddle. You know, pot, say what you will about pot and the legality of pot and how it's less illegal or, you know, it's more accepted 5 years later than the time he was getting in trouble with UFC, but it was the rule then. He wasn't supposed to be doing it. He got busted doing it numerous times in UFC until they fucking finally fired the guy. So play by the rules if you want to be in the fucking promotion. So like I said, I just have a problem with the guy to begin with. Not questioning his ability as far as a wrestler. Yeah.
Saying. I know you
picked up on it, but
it was something me and you, I was giving you hell about, but it's one of those things where, I'm a huge fan of his. I love the bro thing. I love the whole thing. I love the whole thing. So it's one of those things where I'm a fan of his and I'm not giving him a get out of jail, you know, free card just because of that. Number one, he's a piece of shit if he's cheating on his wife on the road. So there you go. I mean, that's the part it is. But whether it is, that goes back to that he said, she said thing on this case, and it's one of those that in the Quackenbush one made me double think. And number two also, but go ahead.
Okay. Number two, friend of the show who's been on before, Michael Elgin, says he, there was an incident in 2011, says he asked a girl for sex in a hotel room. There were four other wrestlers in the room, asked the girl for sex. She said no, and he promptly went to sleep. And that nothing happened between them, and that there were four other guys in the room. So he denied that story. He says that the 2013 story that came out in an interview where he said he was talking about peeing on a girl was all blown out of proportion, and it was just him trying to be outrageous and trying to sell DVDs with a spicy story. So he really danced around that whole thing. And also, you mentioned it before, he had trouble about 2 years ago with this Moses Malone character online, who is, for the record, an online porn star. So she claimed all along that he covered up a rape. It was one of his students at Glory Pro, and that he covered up a rape. He sent dick pics to her and stuff. So not exactly the best source of accurate, you know what I mean? Like a credible witness,
also,
shall we
like
say,
I said
with her.
Earlier, they went to court with this, and it's proven. It was proven that she, the stuff that, I mean, the court says the stuff that she said was bullshit, so.
She just seems like, you know, a troublemaker, and I don't know. She just doesn't seem like a credible witness in the first place. She was the one that also brought up the whole thing about how he was mean to Jeff Cobb, and he said mean things about Jeff Cobb, and how does Jeff Cobb smell? That whole story. So after all that had broken about 2 years ago, he sold Glory Pro. And now, just recently, he got fired from Impact for all this. He apologized for a drunk dick pic, which, again, he didn't necessarily say was him, but he apologized for it nonetheless, that he was drunk when he sent it. So, Michael Elgin at number two.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. This is one of the things that's funny. He said he actually sent the girl a dick pic. He apologized for that. It was a drunk dick pic. But after looking at the dick pic, that wasn't his dick. So,
nope. He
actually saved a photo from, which I think is really smart. We talked about why send a dick pic. You're a dumbass if you do. So he probably did a Google search dick pic and he sent that one out. So I'm just saying,
maybe it was Velveteen Dream. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, if I did the same thing, you know, I would be like Google. I'd be like, you know, 10 inch,
yeah.
You know, yeah, and send that because I mean the girl's not going to see it anyway. So
nobody's going to look up a 1 inch. You know, nobody's going to like that would prove that it was you if that was sent. But anyway, I digress. So, all right, shall we get to number one?
Yes, let's go.
Number one, of course, there's no surprise here, is Jim Cornette. So wrestler Phil Early says that Stacy Cornette, Jim's wife, was after him. So the claim is that they wanted to have sex. Stacy wanted to have sex with these trainees and these OVW guys while Jim watched. So she sent unwanted, like, naked pictures and shots of her ass that had been spanked and was, like, really red from that, sent unwanted pictures to this guy. This guy tried to walk away from the whole thing. Apparently he was part of it, wanted to walk away, couldn't walk away. They wouldn't let him walk away. So Stacy comes across as being this maniacal, you know, sex freak, and that Jim was watching the whole time on some of these things. The problem that comes in is where the push in OVW was at stake in all of this. And so the speculation is that Jim would not push you if you weren't willing to accede to these sexual demands by Stacy and while he got a chance to watch. So anyway, so he was, like I said, he was part, this guy Early was part of it, had sex with her, made the claim that sex with her was part of the expectation, and others that were in OVW at the time confirmed it, that this is not bullshit. So Jim says he's guilty of an interesting sex life, and that is all he is guilty of. So I just say, you know, we've been down this road with Cornette for the last year and a half, 2 years on WTF. He's a polarizing guy. You love him or you hate him. So when this kind of shit breaks about a guy who's got that much passion either for him or against him, it's just going to explode and become a huge news story, which is what it was, you know. So I feel like he's trying to kind of just let it die down, you know, and we'll see where it goes.
Well, the thing about it is, what if the claim is not true about what it was, which you had a certain people on the OVW roster that were WWE contracted, so they were paid no matter what. And the allegations are saying that he to get one of the other spots, and that would be a spot that, you know, you were paid minimum wage pretty much at, but you were being seen by the WWE, who were watching that show every week and getting reports about that show, was that you would participate with him and his wife, Stacy. Now, if that's true, then that's bullshit. That shouldn't be happening. If it's just that they're having sex and he's watching, and he's already admitted he's had close to 8 of those encounters, which is probably, when people say they did something 8 times, they really did it 24 times or something like that. So I was told, and we were told about, and I don't know if he actually said it on the show, but Kenny Bolin, who's one of our biggest downloads, has made references that there's stories, and Kenny's got some YouTube stuff where he exposes a little bit more of this, and it's something. But also with one of our most downloaded episodes with TR, I think he mentioned something. There's things he said this to me, and he's not the only one, and Kenny was one of them too, that said there's things about Cornette that no one has ever said anything about. Mm-hmm. And I told you this as soon as you messaged me, and I said, I always thought he was gay.
Yeah.
I really did, and I thought, well, that's no big deal, but I thought that's what it was. Well, when you messaged me, I messaged a former OVW person who is a friend of mine, and I did say former, so don't get thinking it's somebody working for OVW right now. And I said, hey, I've always been told there's something crazy about Jimmy. Go to this Twitter and see what they're saying. And he did not deny it. He did not actually confirm it, but he did say they're exposing our business.
So oh no!
He pretty much confirmed that things like that happened backstage, but not that, you know, the sex life, but not that you had to do it to be. Also, the other guy is pretty much, Stacy is like a bad girlfriend when you let her go, because she tried to, he allegedly says she tried to get him fired at his job, his guy's electricity turned off, and got all kinds of stuff like that. So if all that kind of stuff's happening, that's nutty.
So anyway, before we go, there was one that we didn't mention that we probably should, is the Sammy Guevara thing too, where he made the bad joke. You know, he said, oh, Sasha Banks is so hot, I'd like to rape her. So he was suspended by AEW. His pay was donated to, I guess, some sexual abuse organization or something in Jacksonville, I think. So in this case, I say lesson learned. You know, you say something stupid, you make a bad joke. He's not been accused of any of this physical stuff and the rape and all the sexual assault and stuff that we've heard about all these other guys on this list, but made a bad joke. I don't think the guy should pay for it with his career. You know, honestly, I let him learn his lesson and move on.
Because of that, because they did take care of it. And also because even though it was with Sasha Banks, he didn't
bad taste.
Any,
it was nothing, just bad,
you know,
taste.
Yeah, he didn't rape anyone or anything like that. It's just bad taste. And it is bad taste, but I hate to say this, but it's just something that young kids, and he's very young, guys, it's that young guys, if you're around anybody in that age, that was something he was just saying. He wasn't saying he would rape her as in rape her. He just said, man, I'd like to rape her like that.
Figure of speech.
Not making excuses for him. I'm just saying that's what that was about. And I thought Meltzer did a fantastic job. He's done a fantastic job on all of these. The last couple of issues, and me and you talked about it, I said, hey, the new issues got everything, more stuff. And I thought he did a fantastic job. You're not a Wrestling Observer subscriber to go out and get that from our buddy Dave. He gets criticized by half the internet wrestling community, and the rest of them is people like us. Who's known Dave forever and know that he's honest about what he's saying. All right, thanks, Lance. I think we did this seriously. We did have a few jokes. I appreciate everybody listening to it. It's the first time we've ever done anything like this when it comes to news items, and except for when we have fun with the what the fuck. Remember, same bad time, same bad channel on the best little wrestling podcast in the business. Be there. And as everyone knows, I love my mama.
And as everyone knows, I have fun everywhere I go, and I keep it clean.
I'm glad you keep it clean.
I should, yeah. It's soap and water.
Yeah. Hey, if you're stuck in the house and still want to order food, go with Uber Eats. That's right. Download Uber Eats on your favorite device. Get $7 off your first order by using this code EATS-BRIANT247-90UE. That's EATS-BRIANT247-90UE. Did you enjoy that episode? Cash App Us, that's right. $BTSTS. Cash App Us, $1, $2. If you Cash App Us over $12, I'll give you 1 year of Patreon for free.
Graphic design is very important. Your logo is the first image potential customers see. What kind of impression would you want to make today? Need a podcast logo or a t-shirt design? KT does art. Her name has become synonymous with quality and professionalism in the graphic design community. She specializes in graphic design, painting, and more. She provides affordable commissions and professional quality with a timely delivery. Contact KT via email at kt_doesart@yahoo.com. Check out her Instagram at instagram.com/kt_doesart.
That was another great episode of Shooting the Shiznit. Looking for contestants for Who Wants to Be the Best Shiznitter Ever? That's right, contact me and be a contestant on Who Wants to Be the Best Shiznitter Ever. A big shout out to our sponsors this month. Also, remember, we have a Patreon for only $1. That's patreon.com, Shooting the Shiznit without the G. A special thanks to Bob McGee at Pro Wrestling's Between the Sheets, Gene Jackson at localstolegends.com, and Sean Garmer at Wrestling to Max website. You can reach me on Comic Book Mark BT on Twitter, at BT Shooting the Shiznit on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook with a Shooting the Shiznit Facebook page. We have the Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk Facebook group. If we don't like you, we'll kick you out, but you also have to ask to get in. All the archives are at www.stspod.club. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Spreaker, Spotify, and all the fun podcast players. Podcast Roll Call. A big shout out to Creative Control. Keeping it 100. Memphis Memories with Randy Hales and my buddies over there at P3 Radio, Max and Josh. Who's Right podcast with Doug and Anthony. A great non-wrestling podcast. Another one would be Man Brain with my buddy Dave over there. Man Brain podcast. Check them out. Lance's favorite, Suplex City Limits. Suplex City Limits with Jim and Da Fudge. Guys, I am Brian Trammell. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.